This is NWP Bean. Next month, a new police use of force law will go into effect in Washington. It's designed to reduce how often officers resort to physical force. But police and mental health workers say the new law is already having unintended consequences and could result in vulnerable people ending up in jail instead of getting the help they need. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins explains.
Earlier this month in Lacey, Washington, police were called to an apartment complex.
There's a subject there that's threatening other tenants and pounding on the office door.
When officers arrived, they encountered a person who was in a mental health crisis, but he hadn't committed a crime. In the past, they likely would have taken the man to the hospital. But on this day, they decided against trying to get him into the back of a police car. A day later,
36, this will be a female versus male.
Police got called to a domestic violence incident.
The male shoved her to the ground and was kicking her.
When the first officer got to the scene, he recognized the guy from the incident at the apartments the day before. This time, the situation quickly got tense.
Very disorderly. Give me a restricted.
Restricted means the police radio is kept clear while an officer is in a dangerous situation. As other officers rushed to help,
still not complying.
The officer tried to get the man to comply with his commands. A day earlier, police had walked away from this man. But now that he'd committed an alleged assault, that wasn't an option. Scenarios like this may soon be more common in Washington. That's because of House Bill 1310. It's one of several police reform bills that passed the Washington legislature this year. It sets new rules of the road for when police can use physical force. Specifically, the law says force should only be used in limited circumstances, and officers should take into account whether someone is impaired, mentally or otherwise. The law also says police should leave the area if there's no threat of imminent harm and no crime has been committed.
Our lawmakers made it pretty clear that they do not want law enforcement using force on people who are marginalized.
This is Aaron Jelsick, the interim chief of police in Olympia, next door to Lacey. He supports the intent of the legislation, but worries lawmakers have put the cart before the horse. He says before the role of police is scaled back, new mental health supports need to be put in place.
My concern is those folks that really need the help, more of them are going to slip through the cracks, and we got to figure this out.
That message is reaching state lawmakers. Democratic State Representative Roger Goodman chairs the House Public Safety Committee. He says the intent of House Bill 1310 is not for officers to stand down.
If that individual is suffering from a mental health crisis and is a threat to themselves or others, police are obligated under the law to take them to a secure therapeutic facility.
But mental health workers say that's not happening under the new law.
A waitress, DCR office, this is Michaela.
Michaela Holsinger is a designated crisis responder for Olympic Health and Recovery Services.
And how long were you in the hospital?
Ever since House Bill 1310 was signed into law, Holsinger says they've been encountering a new reluctance on the part of police to get involved.
We've seen a huge increase in the number of times that we find that someone meets criteria for detention, and then because of, again, this bill, law enforcement feels like they don't have the authorization to use any force, which includes just putting someone in handcuffs, and so they refuse to transport.
That's where the unintended consequence of the new law can come in. If a person isn't detained, their crisis often gets worse, and they end up committing a crime.
Yes, I have had that personally happen, where I assessed someone, found that they met criteria for detention, police refused to transport, and then we got a call 6 hours later and that person was in jail because they had done something.
Representative Goodman plans to meet with sheriffs and police chiefs to hear their concerns. He says if needed, the new law should be amended. The situation in Lacey earlier this month ended with officers forcing the man to the ground and handcuffing him. A day earlier, he would have been taken to get mental health treatment. On this day, now that a crime was involved, he was taken to jail. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.